Of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority in Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
Brother Hagin talks about that in the book Triumphant Church, Double Kingdom System. Here we are on earth, and then there's a surrounding it, there's another New Testament calls them the authorities of the powers of the authorities of the air. Okay. And here's how it works, real simply told here. Tyre is actually what he's talking about, was a great, powerful city-state. And it was on a rock island, off of what's present-day Lebanon. It was probably the most powerful nation, and it was very rich. And it thought it was impregnable. So here we go with a... The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, Ezekiel, say unto the prince of Tyre, Thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and you have said, I am a god, I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, you are just a man. Thou art a man, and you're not God, though you have said that you are. And a lot of those emperors and kings back in those days claimed to be gods. But he said, you're not that, you're not. You're not God. Verse 2 says, you say you're a God, but you're not. You're a man, and you're not God. Now, let's go down to, and he's prophesying you're going to be overthrown. Ezekiel 28:8, he prophesied to them that they're going to be overthrown. They were overthrown. It was done by Alexander the Great. Now, he's going to talk to someone else. Verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre. He called the other one a man, and he said, you're not a god. And now he's going to talk to someone else. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, You, thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden. Here's what he's doing. He's showing us the double kingdom system. To the little guy who was the earthly ruler of Tyre, he said, you're not a god, you're just a man. Now he goes up and he had Ezekiel prophesy what's going to happen to you. But now he's going up above. He's going into that kingdom above. Have you ever read any of the books of the people that have been to heaven and they talk about when they came down through this, where the powers of the air are and how the angels fight them there? Okay, there is this double kingdom system. There is a kingdom. There is a system from above that rules over the earth. And there's one in there that he called the king of Tyre, who's ruling down through the earthly man, the prince of Tyre. Now, this king of Tyre, he says, you were in Eden. Who would that be? Yeah, he was in Eden. You have been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardius, topaz, diamond, beryl. Goes on down, names and all, down to gold. The workmanship of your tabrets and of your pipes was prepared in thee in the day that you were created. He had music inside him. He had musical instruments inside him. When he spoke, he must have sounded like a symphony. And he was created. He's not a man. Men are born. They have belly buttons. This guy was created. Angels don't have them. He was an archangel. Thou art the anointed cherub that covered. He somehow had an access, a covering of the very high places. And I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. That's pride. Thou hast been corrupted, thy wisdom, by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. And it goes on to tell more about him. Let's go now to Isaiah 14, 9 and 10. Oh, the precious Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, the Father. Oh, the great plan of redemption. Isaiah 14, how? Until iniquity was found in you. How did the iniquity get in him? All right, let's go down. Okay, this is going to be the judgment of the king of Babylon. He is the king of the Babylonian system. I talked a lot about the Babylonian system on television this week. There is a system in this earth. You don't need to try to figure out who is the city that's destroyed like some prophecy teachers do. It's New York. It's Babylon. It's Iraq. It's not. It's the system. It's a Babylonian system and has a king. And that king of the Babylonian system, which began at the overthrow of Babylon, is Satan. Verse 4, Isaiah. This is a different prophet, not Ezekiel this time, another one. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses is everything established. Take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked. The wicked is Lucifer. That city is going to be overthrown. His kingdom, the head of the Babylonian system. Now, after he is overthrown, and he will be, God judge him, the whole earth will be at rest. And this is talking about at the judgment of Lucifer. That's future. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth unto singing. The fir trees rejoice. Since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved to thee to meet thee at thy coming. Lucifer is not, Satan's not in hell now. He's in a double kingdom system. He's in the power, he's the prince of the powers of the air. We see that he had his seat, his throne over Pergamum. And he moves it from time to time. He's operating there. Pergamum. It was in what's present day Turkey, but it's not there anymore. He moves his seat from time to time. Verse 9, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. He has never gone to hell before, but God's putting him there. It stirs up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. It always says that he deceives nations. So he deceived a lot of kings. He deceived Hitler. He deceived Ivan the Terrible. He deceived this one and that one. Now, here he's coming, and they've got news. They're down there now. They're in pits now. I could show you that from Isaiah 24, but we don't have time. But they're down there, and they've heard that he's coming. Hell from beneath is moved to meet thee at thy coming. It stirs up the dead for thee, all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. See, he promised them, you follow me. All they shall speak and say unto thee, are you also become weak like us? Are you become like unto us? He promised them everything, but now he's weak. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave in the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread over thee, the worms over thee. How are you fallen from heaven, Lucifer? Son of the morning, how did it happen? How was iniquity found in you? Here we are told. How did it happen? How were you cut down to the ground? Who did weaken the nations? Here's how it happened. For you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That's how it happened. Now God, when He creates beings, He creates them perfectly. In order to be a being that's a perfect being, this being has to have a will. If it doesn't have a will, it'll be just, he could be Pinocchio's creator. What was his name? Giuseppe? But he doesn't make Pinocchios. He could have created robots that look just like you. And every time, you would just say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But it wouldn't mean anything. Only worship means something because you will to worship. So God, in making all created beings, gave them a will. If you are given a will, you must have the right to turn that will to God, for God. Will to obey God. When Jesus came, what does it say? He said, I came to do thy will. But what did Lucifer say? I will do this. Now, we find here that where Lucifer's kingdom was, the one he ruled. And the only thing that meets this is earth. So look at it here. Thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. Had to go up to get there. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. He had a throne. He ruled. He had a kingdom. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. The stars are above wherever he is. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. That's God's throne. I'm going to move my throne up there. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. So this place where he was had clouds. Earth has clouds. They bring rain. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. I'm not just going to give him praise. I'm going to take some. Yet, thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee. Is this the one that made the earth to tremble?
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our Authority Conference at our home church in a glorious church fellowship. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming Authority Conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 29th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. For more information about the Tulsa Area Authority Conference, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.